Tastes like 100 flavor. Shawty, what you want? Sip that lemonade. I'ma get that shit, bitch, I'm getting paid. I'ma do this shit like every day. Run away in the matrix. Lifestyle shit, man, fuck that day shit. I don't know how these niggas wanna hate me. I don't know, but I'm really feeling great. Shit tastes like 100 flavor. Shawty, what you want? Sip that lemonade. I'ma get that shit, bitch, I'm getting paid. I'ma do this shit like every day. Run away in the matrix. Lifestyle shit, man, fuck that day shit. I don't know how these niggas wanna hate me. I don't know, but I'm really feeling great.
Feeling great. Oh, yeah. That cover shits me. It's a cruel summer. Got the guns in the back of the truck. Yeah, feeling sus. How you feel about me? How you feel about us? Low key. Need a body, it's a must in the dog pound. Plus, the shit don't bust. Holy scary. If it's stone, Jesus, then who's your mother Mary? Stone cold, making niggas turn to fairies. Weezer on the bogues, playing hold up with the airwaves. How you feeling in the matrix? Tap in, how you feel about the basics?
To run around, fuck around, to run around. Shit so great, bitch, 100 flavors. Shawty, what you want? Need a serenade. Do this shit, watch the ballet. I don't know, do this shit like every day. Bad bitch want like all of me though. I don't know, shawty wanna cut tomatoes. Got that fucking bread and that lettuce, bitch. I don't fucking know, I just fed this bitch though. Every single day I'ma lay the pickle. Shawty wanna see, I might take up a pickle. Shawty love this, I'ma go and get, go and get, go and get. Run away in the matrix. I said fuck these niggas every day shit. I just told these niggas I be working late shit. Every day I'ma go and get the shit. Moving up this shit, it's so difficult, bitch. Niggas said I be flowing different. I just told these niggas fuck the government though. They still really trying to cover me. Shit tastes like 100 flavor. Shawty, what you want? Sip that lemonade. I'ma get that shit, bitch, I'm getting paid. I'ma do this shit like every day. Run away in the matrix. Lifestyle shit, man, fuck that day shit. I don't know how these niggas wanna hate me. I don't know, but I'm really body set. I know this, no, body set, I know.
That color shits me, it's a cruel summer. Got them guns in the back of the truck. Yeah, feeling sus. How you feel about me? How you feel about us? Low key, need a body, it's a must in the dog pound. Plus, the shit don't bust. Holy scary. If it's stone, Jesus, then who's your mother Mary? Stone cold, making niggas turn to fairies. Visa on the bogues, playing hold up with the airwaves. How you feeling in the matrix? Tap in, how you feel about the bass?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Word on the Street. We're starting a little late here. We're on CITR 101.9 FM radio. We're broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Right after Nerdworthy, you and Serviettes show. He went really late today. But it's okay. We forgive him. And just to start us off, let's go around. Everyone talk about what they've been listening to this week, some musical experience they had this week. Let's start on my left, right here.
No, I'm not ready.
Okay, let's start on my right, over here.
Hi. Oh, man, I thought you were going to do this. Okay. Hi. I'm Magalie. I'm still pretty new here. I only did the show last week. I've been listening to a lot of Black Flag. It's pretty usual. I kind of discovered The Wipers. But I kind of stole, like, not myself. I stole it from an interview with Nardwire and Mac DeMarco. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. I'm Lucy.
In music news, I saw Brittany Howard a couple days ago. She's lead singer of Alabama Shakes. Insane. Insane. I have no words. She, like, I think I might have cried. I just couldn't. Yeah. Look, she's got a bunch of, like, side projects that aren't part of Alabama Shakes, and I would definitely look them up. They're really cool.
Cool.
Hi, it's Ines. I've been listening to a lot of, like, Echo and the Bunnymen and the Cars this week, but then I also found out, like, Finn Wolfhard, like, new project is, like, on Bandcamp, so I listened to that, but I'm not sure how I feel about that yet.
Hello, it's Jack. This week, I've been kind of just, honestly, I've been listening to Yeezus. It's, I don't know, it's been the vibe. That and, like, Gianni and Kyle. But other news, I actually went to a show last weekend. I saw Earth Gang, Guap Dad 4000, and Benji, yeah. Never heard of him before. Benji, though, was lit. He was honestly one of the best performers I've seen in a hot minute for somebody that has, like, literally all of his plays on Spotify are, like, 5,000. Yeah.
Hey, it's Christine. So this morning, actually, Louis Capaldi released two new songs to his album, and now he has the extended version of that album out on Apple Music and Spotify. Y'all should give it a listen. It's wicked, really sick, gives you the feels. So that's basically just me. But yeah.
We have another mic.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Olivia. With finals coming up, I've just been listening to lots of, like, weird stay alive study music. Lots of New Order and Talking Heads.
Oh my God, yes.
Keeps me alive.
Shout out New Order. Yes.
And then in terms of new things, I know this was kind of the topic last week, but I've been listening to the new FKA Twigs a lot, and I love it.
Nice. Hey, I'm Max.
Whoa, what are you doing here? Who's this?
I don't know.
Wrong time.
I'm too early. I'll be on later, though. But I've been listening to a lot of Prado lately. Oh, my gosh. I love her. Local queen. She just had a show in Montreal. And also some new Shay Leah. I don't know if you guys know her, but she's been on Kate Trinata's tracks. I like her a lot.
It's Helia. Oh, I listened to some of the music that Kate Trinata posted on his Instagram, and it's really good.
His new album.
Yeah, it's so good. Found this new Korean artist band called Seol, and they're okay. They're okay. Like, they remind me of that album I reviewed, Hyogo, but, like, not as good. And also, there's that Italian song in Parasite, and I like it, and I've been listening to the Spotify radio for, so it's just, like, old Italian music. Also, watch The Lighthouse, Willem Dafoe, for best performance.
It was crazy. I've been pretty much just listening to Kid Cudi, Radiohead, and Isaiah Rashad this week, just random. I had a very strong urge to listen to Kid A for some reason the past couple of days. But anyway, we got our song of the week.
Yeah.
So what you got, Jack?
This week for song of the week, it's actually been on probably my rotation. Probably it's almost been on repeat. It's been slapping for me. But it's Flick It Up by Reason, who's actually the newest. Well, I'd say he's the newest rapper on TDE. Because Zakari to me is just an R&B artist, not really a rapper. But with this newest release, it's probably off his new album. I don't know when he's going to come out with it, but I'm excited for it nonetheless. He's bringing a really fiery flow with the help of his label mate, Absol. They're actually both from Carson, California, which I actually had no idea until I literally Googled it right now. I hope you guys enjoy this nice little song that he's got going on.
You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Way, pick it up, way, pick it up, way, pick it up, way, way, pick it up, pick it up. I don't want hard, ain't dinner. Got new bitch, ain't thick enough. New wick, got flick it up, flick it up, flick it up. Nigga blow sick, ain't sick enough. Got new bitch, ain't thick enough. Fill the drop down, then pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Nick came way, way up now. Hoes got six like touchdown. Get hit like diamonds, bust down. I bust down, I bust down. Caught niggas stealing my stuff now. I can see me and a lot of these niggas. Shit start feel like us now, way. Niggas so focused, head on straight. No new friends, nigga dead on way. Hoes on Ray Charles, treated like baseball. Knock it out of the park, then I slid on safe. Knock it out of park, then slid on home. Reason no fight, can't do no wrong. These niggas gossip, I just want private. Came from bottom, I just want lobster. Need my mama up in the bins, no stress, no problem. Nigga talk shit, no comment. Niggas ain't really did half the shit to rap about, nigga. You ain't never caught no bodies. You ain't never sold no drugs, nigga. You ain't never popped no molly. You ain't never wait. If I really, really said everything, niggas ain't did, I'd be ancient. You niggas ain't shit. Came from the basement, glowed up, smoking on steak shit. Roll up, niggas got capes on, hold up. Stop saving hoes that don't wanna be saved. Coming up as a kid, I was trying to be Jay, I was trying to be Ye, I was trying to be Wayne. Now kids say they trying to be Reason. Feel good, niggas still can't believe us. And when I'm at shows, I flick it up. I don't want hard, ain't dinner. Got new bitch, ain't thinking of. New wick, I flick it up. Flick it up, flick it up. Nigga blow sick, ain't sick enough. Got new bitch, ain't thick enough. Till I drop down, then pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up.
Nigga who?
Solo.
Nigga what?
Yeah. Your jaw just dropped, my pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. I got at least infinity flows. Abstract, asshole, absol, infinity stone. End game for my enemy, y'all. Pin game, incredible hawk. Big fangs, incredible bark. Big dog on T-O-P, R-A-P, G-O-D. Wait, this shit is easy as winning a spelling bee. Spelling the letter B. Hey, H-I-P-H-O-P-S-A-D-E-D, me. Man, amazing grace, you made your bed and I made my plate. What are you thinking? Benjamin Franklin, face to face, to face to face, face to fat. Boy, his stages, all of my wages, minimum. Then I dropped the track that made them feel me like a cinema. How about that? Now I'm just killing them. Brain so low, can't dig it up. Where your casket at? Look at my bitch. Ass so fat, can't pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Pick up the pace, maker. Your heart ain't strong enough. Brain ain't smart enough. Gang ain't hard enough. Dollars ain't long enough. Promise I'm dropping the gym. You should
pick it up. I don't want hard, ain't dinner. That new bitch ain't thick enough. New wick, I flick it up. Flick it up, flick it up. Nigga blow sick, ain't sick enough. Got new bitch ain't thick enough. Till I drop down, then pick it up. Pick it up, pick it up. I don't work hard, ain't did nothing. Got new bitch, ain't thick enough. New whip, got flick it up, flick it up, flick it up. Nigga flow sick, ain't sick enough. Got new bitch, ain't thick enough. 10 drop down there, pick it up. Bitch!
Here it is. Hello, you just heard a song by Reason and Absol. What was that song called again, Jack? Oh, it's far.
It was Flick It Up, Isaac.
Okay, sorry, I didn't. The mics are far away from everyone today. Now we're going to do an album analysis of the week. A couple weeks ago, I did analysis of the second installment of this duo. But now, Miley, what do you got for us today?
All right. So I'm gonna try my best at analyzing the album Piñata. It's an album by Mad Gibbs, which is a duo made up of Madlib. He's a record producer, a rapper, DJ, and I consider him to be an all-round boss when it comes to hip-hop and just music in general. And Freddie Gibbs, who's just also like a very talented rapper and songwriter from Indiana. This album was released on March 18th. In 2014, and it was released out of Madlib's own record label called Madlib Invasion, which was created by him. I mean, he launched it in 2010, so not too long ago. But within that time, he's managed to team up with some of the best R&B and rap artists that we, you know, have today in our world, like Anderson .Paak, Erykah Badu, Flying Lotus, J Dilla, Talib Kweli, and a bunch of others. Originally, before this album was released, this album includes three singles. The first one is Thuggin', which was released in 2011. Shame, my personal favorite, which hopefully we'll have time to play later, released in 2012. And then Deeper, which was released in 2013. In this album, the kind of overall tone is pretty jazzy and soulful, but it has a little bit of a bite to it. Like, I would say that it's still pretty cynical, it's still pretty intense, but it has these kind of like really beautiful, soulful, and really deeply rooted tunes in the back that make for a really smooth listen. In it, I definitely hear a lot of influence from old school rappers, like some of the best, Tupac, Mos Def, Nas, Slick Rick, And then you definitely have like hints of the more jazzy rap side, which is like the Far Side, Tribe Called Quest, you know, those guys. And also, I think one of my favorite parts of this album is that they include some really, really solid samples. So, for example, one of my favorites, I'm biased, obviously, Shame is my favorite. You have a sample called Wish That You Were Mine by the Manhattans, which is a popular R&B group from the late 70s/80s. What else? So within this album, I didn't find that, I mean, me personally, I didn't think that like the lyrics were so incredible. Like they kind of discuss pretty, I don't know, I guess you could call it basic in a way, rap themes like drug use, trafficking, run-ins with the police, you know, living lavishly like a dealer. But something that I thought was kind of cool when I was reading through, I think it was something in Pitchfork that Freddie Gibbs, the way he even got that name was because when he would have run-ins with police, he would give them the name Freddie Gibbs instead of his real name, Freddie Tipton, which is kind of interesting. So overall, fantastic. It includes also within this album just some of the best artists as well that we have nowadays. Earl Sweatshirt, Mac Miller, Danny Brown, Absol, BJ the Chicago Kid. I would definitely give it a listen. And yeah, it's great.
I think we should play Shame. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so
please.
Here's Shame by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. After this, we'll be back with a discussion topic. Just today, just a forewarning, we are going to be talking about something that's a bit sensitive. We're going to talk about sexual assault and sexual abuse in music. Some stories just in general related to that. So if that's something that you find upsetting, just a trigger warning, a content warning. We'll be back with that topic after Shame.
2 a.m. Yeah. The place is gonna close.
I shut it on down, baby.
Yeah. The bartender looks as though he knows.
I'm sure you wanna do this shit tonight, cause it might hurt, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's made it home.
It might hurt you when I get up in the morning and leave. You know what I mean?
Here we sit.
Take that long, you know what I mean?
Slam. When I hit you up, I'm talking about banging some. Yeah. Chill off in your crib and have a thing, probably make the stank or some. Yeah. Girl, you like my bottom. Yeah. Post my bill, pay for my lawyer. Yeah. Play your position when the mother hoes get out of order. When you wanna give me that pussy, you purchase a plane ticket. Word around town when I bust her down, then one shit like them lames did it. Got a dick with my dick smearing lipstick. Yeah. Basically, if this bitch lay with me, she paying me. I'm on some pimp shit for real. Yeah. It's 2 a.m. club, was about to close up. Thumbing through my contacts, about to call one of my hoes up. Then I met you, kid gaming. Followed you to the breakfast spot. Yeah. Fuck you like I married you that night up in the Marriott. Yeah. Feel like you got your cherry pop. Drunk and switching up positions. Yeah. Thought this shit would never stop. Motherfucker, intermission. Damn.
Yeah.
Go again, baby.
Again.
Gotta take that walk now, baby.
Sleeping with pistols under my pillow.
Yeah, make she up naked, twisting up sick umbrella.
Yeah.
I beat that Thursday night and Friday morning off to where she go.
Yeah.
Time to take that walk, just take this dick, don't take it personal. Your friends probably gon' call you a hoe. What you sippin' on? Them bitches wanna grip on the same dick you be sitting on.
Yeah.
And your girl Monique, she be hitting me with her nigga gone.
Yeah.
Trying to buy some weed, she proceed with nothing but Vicky's on.
Sure.
Nothing but ass and titties, but I let that ass in business.
Took
it in that hit that wish I could say it was accidental. Like I slipped on a banana peel and fell in that pussy.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas be spending all kind of skrill to get in that pussy. And she got for seven every Friday.
Yeah.
Chuck the deuces at her baby daddy as I pulled up out the driveway from real.
Here we go again.
Back in your pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Show.
X at Mint Records.
We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November
30th
for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kellarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with goodies from his elves at Audiopile, Nemesis Coffee, Lucky's Comics, and Six Cent Press, along with a surprise mint release to the first 50 people through the door.
Limited advance tickets are available online or at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
X.
And we're back. You're listening to Word on the Street on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a song by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib that was Shame. And we just heard a little analysis of that album, Pinata. And now just moving to our next discussion, we're going to talk about something, again, that's just a bit sensitive for some people, for a lot more people than you might think. So we're going to be talking about some stories of sexual abuse and that kind of topic in music. And I don't want to necessarily just be talking about cancel culture because we've done that a lot before, but at least I'm going to bring to light something that's more about awareness of this topic and how... it happens to everyone. I think this clip from Denzel Curry on The Breakfast Club illustrates that really well. So I just wanted to play a couple minutes of this, and I think you can tell this is pretty awkward, and you can see how difficult it is for him to talk about it. I just want everyone to hear what he has to say, because as a straight male rapper, it's not something that comes out very often. So here's Denzel on that.
It's because energy is just going to keep recycling itself.
But physically.
Physically, yes. Yeah. Physically, he's not here.
Yes.
Spiritually, he's here. And mentally, he's in everybody's heads.
All right, can we talk about the song Taboo and what experience made you write that song?
Because, you know, you got the Me Too movement, then you got, like, stuff where I wanted to write something where people does not touch on subjects of molestation, because it happens to everyone. Mm-hmm. It happens to females. It happens to males. It happens to prisoners. It happens to damn near everyone. Like, even if it's not physical, like, you could say you got taken advantage of emotionally. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to put that in a song, but I wanted to make it seem like it was a physical thing. You know what I mean? So I wanted to touch on that subject because I just feel like nobody ever has, in this generation at least, nobody has talked about it.
You ever been molested? I got molested when I was 8.
You got molested when you was 8?
Yep.
You know, I'm going to be real. I did get molested when I was young.
All right.
A family member?
Hmm?
Was it a family member?
It was like, I don't even like talking about it, honestly. Mm. But I did get molested when I was mad young. Mm-hmm. I don't like talking about it because it's just like, it's not me. I don't want that to define me as my person. You know what I mean?
It won't. I mean, for me, I didn't even think it was something wrong until I got older. I actually saw Tyler Perry on Oprah, and he was on there talking about it and crying about it. And I was like, well, what the hell's wrong with him? And then I had to think, well, what's wrong with me that I enjoyed it, but, you know, he didn't. So that's just something that you'll unpack as you probably get older.
I just don't like talking about that shit.
And see, people always talk about, well, why didn't somebody come forward when it happened? Why would somebody wait until 20 years later to bring it up? But when it's time for you to feel like you want to express yourself, that's when it's time. And if you're not ready to express that,
then... I think it's different for young men, though, especially when it's a woman.
It's different because, like, you feel emasculated. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why most men don't come out and say, like, that happened to them. Like, women is easier, but with men is not. It's not a thing because you don't want to be seen like a bitch. But
who touched on you, a man or a woman?
It was a man.
Oh, see, mine was a woman. So I get it.
Did you still see that family member when you got older? Or?
He said it was a family member.
Nah.
Oh.
Okay, so we're all talking about this right now.
Everyone's like, wait, what?
This is so weird. It does need some context. If you don't know, one of the hosts of The Breakfast Club, his name is Charlamagne the God. and he's kind of a provocative guy, so... I will say I don't like, and I know other people already said this too, they don't really like how he's talking to Denzel, but I wanted to share this clip because it's quite uncomfortable, because it's not supposed to be easy to talk about. So I think you can tell that he's really struggling to talk about this and just how shaky he is, considering, especially if you pay attention to Denzel, he's a very confident person in the public eye and as an artist. you can see how off-putting this is. And I just wanted to emphasize, again, like he said, it can happen to anyone. It doesn't just happen to men or women. You know, it happens to kids, too. It happens to prisoners. It happens to all sorts of people. And it's really important that we acknowledge that. So that's just what I wanted to start off with. Did anyone else have anything to say about this situation in particular? Or did anyone bring a different situation into light about this topic?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I had a couple points. One was that it's interesting that you can have a topic that you're like, okay, I really want to get this out there and actually make a song about this and like work through it with the creative process, but then not know how to talk about it to the public. And I noticed that he's like, when he was explaining the song, he's like, yeah, people have this situation and like, you know, I just kind of wanted to portray it as if it was physical, like as if he was distancing the experience from himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found that interesting in that it's like, it's really courageous to sort of like expose through his creative process this thing, even though he doesn't yet have words to like be able to unpack it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just on that point of like, it's weird. It's not like it's, you can see the discrepancy between how he expresses himself like publicly versus through his art.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like talking to someone else about it creates like a sort of weird dynamic because you know you're making them uncomfortable and like you're not really sure how they're going to react. Like even if you like feel like, you know, they're going to be empathetic and everything, it's still like quite awkward to have that conversation with someone. But like music is not exactly a conversation. Right. It's just one person like, you know, like narrating their life and their, like their everything. So yeah, it made me uncomfortable that interview.
We're just knocking heads out here. Yeah, no, I felt, especially with like the way that Charlamagne was treating the subject, it was really odd. Like he said, he's like, oh, I was molested, as if everybody just like should just take it not seriously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, because it happened to me and I don't really care. So like everybody else's situation is like, it doesn't really matter. And especially it was like, especially when he was comparing it to like whether it was a man or a woman who molested him, he's like, it's okay, this is a bad way to put it, but he's like flexing on Denzel. He's like, he's trying to like prove, I don't know what point he's trying to prove by saying it's like, oh, I got molested by a woman, so like,
I'm not sure.
It's fine because of that. Like a lot of people like don't realize that men can be molested, because like, I don't know, I was reading something and like, I don't know if it's true or not, but like in the UK, if like a woman can't be charged for molestation
because it's really? Not because they consider sexual assault as penetrative.
Yeah.
And a woman, like, so if a woman like uses a foreign object or something to penetrate the man, that is considered rape in like a court of law. But if it's like the woman who is being penetrated, like, but taking advantage of the man, then it's not considered rape. But I think it's classified under something else. Because okay. I think it's still classified under sexual violence,
okay.
but not assault.
Okay, at least it's
really
something.
Weird.
But it just still seems weird
yeah,
that they have to like just like make it a discrepancy between the two. Because it's like, no, at the end of the day, it's the same situation of like being taken or like being used.
Yeah. I don't want to take too much time away from other people's points, but I just know from my anthropology classes that historically being penetrated meant that, like, because the penis is seen as like, this is getting very vulgar, but the penis is like seen as, you know, like the thing that has power, and then like the anus or the vagina is like seen as something that is being taken over. That's why in the UK they don't classify a woman raping a man as rape unless the woman penetrates the man, because that is seen as taking power away from them, because
mm-hmm.
like the phallic object is seen as like the, you know, the penis.
And I feel like that was something that they actually like touched on in being like, it's different for a man, it's emasculinating rather than for a woman. I don't know if I completely agree with like their point there about it being easier for a woman, but it's interesting how like it creates that situation of submission that mm-hmm. isn't usually there.
Different dynamic.
I think he was a bit shaky at the end. I think it came off poorly, but I think what he's saying is he just it's different when a man is confessing versus a woman. I think that's all he was trying to say, but the way it came off, he definitely made it seem like it's easier.
It's just chill if it was
I don't think that's what he meant, but yeah, even because I've seen a lot of his interviews and things, and I've been around him before when Narber did his thing with him, and he's like very like articulate and well spoken. He's like a very genuine person. So I think he just tripped up over his words a bit.
Yeah, and I don't want to be redundant if somebody else has said something along these lines, but there's a lot of like internalized like homophobia when it comes to like the hip hop community, and it's totally like, again, it's like super weird and off to like apply it to this context, but to say it's like the person who assaulted me was a woman versus the person who assaulted me was the man, that like you're already in a position where you're potentially feeling a lot of shame, that's like shame once removed, like it's not as much.
Also, I just wanted to point out that there was literally no point for Charlamagne to ask if it was a man or a woman, because I feel like no matter what answer Denzel Curry gave, it would like he said, "Oh, it was a man." Then it was like, "Oh, well, like yeah, that's pretty emasculating." Mm-hmm. But if it was a woman, then I feel like the tables would be turned and be like, well, "How could you let a woman take advantage of you? You're supposed to be the man." Mm-hmm. There's always that weird dynamic, especially for men. I feel like now with the Me Too movement, a lot of women are feeling more comfortable coming forward, which is great. But for men, it's definitely a different dynamic because of the way Western society has, like, you know, like, formed the social hierarchy where men are on top of women. So, yeah, it's very, like, it flips the hierarchy in a way that's, like, not in their favor. And it's definitely super uncomfortable in a way that I feel like women cannot experience.
Yeah. And also kind of talking about that component of blame. Today was not to take away from this topic, but just kind of in relation to it. Today I was reading an interview that Fiona Apple did with Rolling Stone, and she was talking about how she was abused. I believe she was raped outside of her apartment at the age of 12. And by the way, according to what she has said, that she developed her eating disorder after that encounter. She said that one of the things that the man, before he left, what he said to her was, you know, next time don't let strangers into your house. Wow. So his impact was not only physical, emotionally abusive in every single way, but he also, it's that component of blame that's coming up again. Mm-hmm. And she covers that in songs like Sullen Girl as well, and on that entire album of Tidal. Mm.
Does anyone else have anything to say on this? We only got 5 minutes left. We started a bit late today. I feel like everyone's a little sad now. So, Lucy, you have a song for us, a gem. You have a gem. Is it a happier song?
Is happier, but okay. if we did want to keep going on this topic, we can do that next week.
I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a show next week, but we can. We only have 5 minutes left, so I think we should play one more song just to cheer everyone up a bit.
All right. Okay. So this is a very different vibe. Okay. Should we all just like take a breath
and then
and transitioning. Okay, so this is one of my favorite Australian artists, Tash Sultana. Some of you guys will have heard of them. They are amazing, have been a huge inspiration in my life. They're from Melbourne. They're non-binary. They've been through some stuff, which most artists have, apparently, and it really shows up in their work. And I only actually found them a year ago, like after I'd moved to Canada. And I was going through this like weird loss of sense of place and home and like all these like really complex things. And the first time I heard their music, it literally just like pierced me in a way that captured all of those emotions. And something, they have like these very ethereal kind of like breathy vocals and like loops and but then insane like badass kind of electric guitar. And it kind of has that feeling of like when you're at a music festival and you're just like walking through the festival grounds and you hear music from far away and it just like comes to you and you're not really sure what it's saying or whatever, but you just like feel it. That's kind of the feeling that they capture. Yeah, so the song I chose is off their EP Notion. And this was one of the songs they did a bunch of bedroom sessions, which went viral on YouTube, and that's how they kind of launched their career. And so this song originally was just like looped in their bedroom, and it's sick. Yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Thanks for listening to We're on the Street. We'll catch you in a couple weeks. Probably exam season is starting, so we're going to be a bit less active. But remember, you can also find our previous episodes online at citr.ca/We're on the Street. I think there's some dashes in there, too. You can figure that out. Take it easy. And here is that song that Lucy was just talking about.